Community members in need of food were hit extra hard as Monday's storm and frigid weather closed the Sault Ste. Marie Soup Kitchen Community Center's doors. We were kind of snowed in here. In fact, they're just cleaning it all up here now and we still can't get into our back door, said Ron Sim, Soup Kitchen General Manager, early Tuesday. They, the city, must have done one path here yesterday morning around 11:30, but we still couldn't get in, but that was happening everywhere in town. It was unsafe for our volunteers to get here and most of them couldn't get shoveled out. This closure of soup kitchen services happens maybe once every 2 years. Yesterday was really cold with the wind chill, Sim said. The soup kitchen was up and running once more Tuesday. Due to current COVID restrictions on indoor dining, soup kitchen clients may not eat inside but rather line up outside to receive bag lunches from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. We're still pretty constant at about 150 curbside clients with a bag lunch. This time of year, from now until the middle of March or so, we stay relatively constant and quite busy. Sim said he is moved by the added suffering cold weather causes soup kitchen clients. Especially at this time of year, with it being so cold and having to walk here and then go back home, it's awful. Donations of non-perishable food are welcome at all times at the soup kitchen, Sim said. The Salvation Army Food Bank on Elgin Street, on the other hand, was open for those in need despite Monday's harsh winter conditions. We did 115 lunches and we had 18 food hampers, said the Salvation Army's Melody Slagle. Salvation Army bag lunches, Slagle said, typically include deli items such as chicken as well as fruit, a granola bar and juice, which, she estimated, could probably provide 2 meals for an individual. Bag lunches are provided curbside at the Salvation Army Food Bank 2 or 3 times a week, Slagle said. Salvation Army Food Bank food hampers are distributed curbside by appointment and handed out to clients who have ordered them, clients required to show identification when picking them up. Food hampers, Slagle said, include a week's worth of groceries. The weather did slow things down a bit. We weren't as busy as we would normally be on a Monday. Typically on a Monday we would do about 150 lunches at the door and about 25 food hampers, Slagle said. The Salvation Army Food Bank is open from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Thursday. The St. Vincent Place Food Bank is open from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday and 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday. Because of COVID restrictions, no more than 10 clients are allowed in at a time and are required to wear masks. Clients are asked to present identification to receive food packages that have been ordered.